Starting August 1st, the city of Bethel will begin enforcing sales taxes on nonprofits unless the nonprofit gets an exemption, which isn't possible because one of the legal requirements doesn't exist. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
By city law, nonprofits were supposed to be paying sales taxes since 2001, but the trend didn't catch on for everyone, and the city didn't enforce the change. Until now.
Just because we've done something wrong for 20 years, we should not continue to be doing it wrong.
That's city manager Ann Capella. This month, the city of Bethel sent a letter to all Bethel businesses telling them nonprofits are not exempt from city sales taxes, and any business not paying taxes will be held liable starting August 1st. Letitia Gwynn is the executive director of the nonprofit Bethel Family Clinic. She says instead of collecting, the city council should change the law and look elsewhere for revenue.
It's not a right way for people to, when they're looking for extra funds to pay bills and to meet the budget of the city, to be focusing on nonprofits.
Eileen Arnold is the executive director of the nonprofit Tundra Women's Coalition. It's a shelter and resource center for survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. Arnold says the tax would cost the nonprofit between $15,000 to $16,000 a year and affect services.
That would make us have to choose between, you know, fixing something in our building versus providing travel for somebody to leave a domestic violence situation or food for the pantry. Like, we'd have to make really difficult decisions.
Under city law, nonprofits can be exempt from city sales taxes if they meet three criteria. Be a 501c with the IRS, use whatever it purchases for its organization, and receive Alaska revenue sharing. That last part, about having to receive Alaska revenue sharing, that bars all nonprofits from exemption, because Alaska revenue sharing, by that name, doesn't exist. Danielle Lindoff is with the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. In an email, she says that the state has had many revenue-sharing programs, but none by the name Alaska Revenue Sharing. And even if the program did exist, Lindoff says Bethel nonprofits don't qualify for state revenue sharing anyway. City Manager Capella says even if the city's law doesn't make sense, her job is to enforce it as written.
Whether this is outdated or there's different intentions or meaning, I don't know. But so far, we've determined both legally and factually that indeed, in order to be exempt, there are three conditions that must be present. And it doesn't say one of the conditions or two of the conditions. It states all of the conditions must be present.
Capella says the city has no estimates on how much revenue it expects to collect from nonprofit sales taxes. Several nonprofits have asked Bethel City Council to amend the law before enforcement begins. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.